Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to the North American Wrestling Connection, and this is the only show where last week's loser is presenting it. Never mind. I say that because...
I knew no one was going to get it except for me because you told me.
Yeah. It went over like a fart in the church. On that note, let's welcome our players. First of all, from New York City, the man who's totally pissed off that MMA is banned up there, VRM.
And I'm also totally pissed off that my college's hockey team sucks wind.
And from Pennsylvania, right? Jason?
Brooklyn, New York.
Oh. I couldn't tell by the accent.
From Brooklyn, New York, Kaz's dear neighbor.
And also a poor sucker who paid $20 for a muffin and will be featured on Celebrity Apprentice, who? Jason Block.
Blame Gordon Pepper for that, but yes, I paid $20 for a cupcake.
Shame on you, sir.
Yeah, well. Got to meet
and
some
then,
very cool... We'll be with celebrities, but okay, go on.
And then from Columbus, Ohio, home to famous things like Frankie Williams, Nikki Hammon.
I would like to think I'm a tad more famous than him, but I'm working on it.
Well, considering that he was the premier jobber of the WWF in the early 80s.
I might be ahead of him, okay.
And then, from Canada, you know her, you love her, and she's even more attractive than Trish Stratus. Trista
whoa.
Timpson.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Welcome back. Welcome back.
That,
but... Hey, Trista, what's up?
Yeah. Hey,
welcome
hey.
Back. Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back.
Well, we're going to have a fun show tonight for you guys.
What is that humming in the in the background?
Yeah, I hear
humming
in
the background. By a plane.
That might be Trista. She's on Blog Talk Radio's click to chat thing.
Click to talk.
Yeah, click to talk. So, with that out of the way... Sounds like a vacuum.
Are people bothered by it?
No.
Actually, it's just a little annoying on the sound side. No disrespect to you.
I can't hear it, so. Sorry.
So, is everybody ready to go?
Let's do this.
Sure.
Ready as I'll ever be.
Okay, so we're going to kick off, here's what we're going to be doing tonight. We're going to be doing Around the Horn, then Room 101, then recap. We're going to recap this week's action, and then we're going to have the usual pick-ems, or if not included. So anyways, let's get started with Around the Horn. Everybody knows how this works, right?
Yep.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Let's get started. You know the drill. Let's meet the folks. Turning champion, VRM.
Like I said earlier, I'm pissed because my hockey team sucks, but I'm excited to be back here and defend my title.
Then, just a hop, skip, and a jump away from you, Jason Block.
What the, of course, the WWE and the Democrats have in common, they ask you to vote early and often. Oh, boy, that went out like a fart in a breeze, too. Boy, ouch. Oh, that's good. It's going to be a fun show.
And no, it's going to get you a mute. From Columbus, Ohio, Nikki Hammond.
While the Democrats and WWE both ask vote early and vote often, the Democrats pay you in acorns.
Oh, not bad. I like that.
I didn't. And finally from Canada, where I don't think they're having an election this year, Trista Timpson.
We actually did have an election. It was last week, but went completely unnoticed in Canada and the United States. So just kind of skip over it.
Duly noted. Let's roll.
It's the first word.
Well, it's been a long 3 weeks. We did the hop, the skip, the jump, the interactivity, and now here we come to Cyber Sunday, and the reaction is lukewarm at best. Horrid build-up and very confusing, very unneeded plugs from Adam Lee and the announcers. Will Cyber Sunday be worth the price of admission? And we'll start with Trista.
Absolutely not. Pay-per-view looks horrible. I'm pissed off to excuse the negativity, but I'm just at it. Buying it's going to be pissed off because, you know, you're just going to see the real the next night anyway.
Nikki?
I'd be a little more excited for this pay-per-view if they wouldn't charge me a dollar a vote.
There you go.
I'm very disappointed that only one match can be voted for on the internet, and they're actually doing one that they're going to stream on WWE.com. It's a title match, and they can't be bothered to put it on the main card. The rest of the build-up has been lukewarm at best, and having to listen to them hype it and say 44.99.3 makes me want to throw something through my television set. I just can't afford to.
Jason?
The reason why this isn't going to be a pay-per-view is because there's going to be really no surprises in this card. They have led you to tell you what to vote for. You know Steve Austin is going to win. You know that probably Jeff Hardy is going to get his match or possibly a title shot, a triple threat title shot. You know what the outcomes are going to be because of the way the programming has been on for 6 weeks. Cyber Sunday used to be about unpredictability. Now it's totally about formula.
BRM?
Yeah, the title match gets nothing to call, but they put a stupid Halloween costume contest. It's like, granted, that's been on every year, but still, no one cares about that. And wants to do it a horny little 12 and 13-year-olds who never see the internet for another 5 years, at least. And you also have this hype that's been every 5 seconds. I am sick of hearing 44993 and WWE Universe. I'm sick of hearing both of those things. Tell the announcers, especially Michael Cole, to stick it right back up their asses.
We can have that language on this show.
Why not? We're internet.
Well, this is a family show. Well, at least what we're based off of is.
I gotta look at the website more closely.
Anyways, now, how about this build-up? This has been horrendous build-up. Would you say so?
The build-up has been horrendous because it's just because, again, creative has been in a rut, honestly, with all due respect, since WrestleMania 20. The creative has not had a really good idea in 4 years. They keep going through the same stuff, push people who we don't want to see Randy Orton and John Cena, and then when they get tired and push people out, you don't have the people who you want to see. There's so much talent that could have been used, but creative is just stuck in a rut, and there are two words for that, Stephanie McMahon. Actually, in another two, Vince McMahon.
PRM?
Yeah, I can't say, like we already said, why are we seeing the same thing? We've seen a couple of these matches already. We know what's going to happen. Why are you even bothering us? You're telling us to text? Yeah, I'm going to really spend a dollar every time I want to vote, and when you guys used to be able to just come online to do it. There's been, and the WWE Universe, you're driving people away, just saying that every 5 seconds. You drive the people away. You're not driving them to vote. You're driving them away. The only thing that people are going to vote and are voting for is the Undertaker Big Show match, because that's the only one you can vote for on .com. Oh, forgive me, you can also vote for the Demon Contest on .com. But
Nikki?
I'm even a little more tired of the voting thing, because this is something they've been playing with house shows most of the year. The main event comes up as a something really cool, but then they want you to pick between No DQ, Street Fight, and 2 out of 3 Falls match. Now, doesn't that sound familiar? It sounds like one of the matches that nobody cares about anymore, unfortunately, and that's the Kane Ray match. So, I can't be excited for this. And yes, I am going to see the pay-per-view, but it's just going to be another night with the guys.
First, the final word.
I don't know if the bad build-up, like annoying build-up. Like, I know for me personally, it's a completely different perspective from you guys, because not only am I constantly hearing that WWE Universe has to vote, I'm hearing about it and then not being able to vote. So when you factor that, like, you're not turning away fans in general, turning away us international fans, and it's complete bullshit that they're doing it.
All right, let's move on. It's been hyped for a couple of weeks. It's sold out, which is odd. And then we watched it. And it stunk. The end. Ladies and gentlemen, TNA Live Impact. VRM?
Production
ready,
quality.
Aim. Fire!
Production quality was okay, but that's about the only thing that was okay. You had 20,000 different promos. You had the Main Event Mafia promo. You had the Booker T Legends title promo. You had the Christian promo. You had the Foley promo. It just got entirely repetitive. There were like 5 matches, 3 of which had less than 10 minutes of TV time. One match was less than 2 minutes of TV time from what I saw. It was not quality at all, but then again, this is TNA. And then when you come to the final, get to the main event, the main announcement, Foley announcement, it was like, if you didn't know already, it had to be an authority figure, but owner, commissioner, I would have been fine with that. Would have kept the power up there, up the top, but you give Foley full control, sort of, in a way. He is now the lead authority figure on screen. What are you doing? He was great as a commissioner because he was funny as a commissioner, but now you can even make him the full authority figure now. It's too much. Way too much.
Jason?
What's more disappointing about this is that this could have been a huge opportunity to advance TNA's charge towards a potential Monday Night War with the WWE, and they blew this opportunity big time. I did not even see this, and I read about it, and I was confused at the ending. I'm like, is he ahead of TNA? Is he with? You know, and everything was stupid. A TNA Legends title. Why is Christian fighting them? He's not a legend. He's supposed to be a TNA Futures guy. And the Main Event Mafia is the absolute stupidest concept in a long time. Oh, wait a minute. I'm sorry. That's been done in WCW in 1993. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. 2000, 2001. Same difference.
Yeah, how dare you, this 1993 WCW? How dare you?
Yeah, I'm sorry. Well, yeah, I'm sorry.
Nikki.
I'm almost glad that I didn't see this show. I understand the pacing was horrible, and as mentioned before, there were way too many promos. There was a lot of big news to be brought about, but we, you know, everybody was kind of throwing their hands up in the air going, what in the world is going on with this thing? Now, an interesting thing I heard from people in at Punk's House, one of the chat rooms I attend, some of the guys were saying that some of the TNA people out there were out there drunk. Angle didn't seem to be quite on his game. We don't know, you know, there was question marks about Abyss. There was one or two other people they brought up that said they didn't look all that terribly coherent, which is hard to hide in HD, isn't it? So I'm almost glad I missed this show, and that's bad. I should be saying, damn, I wish I'd been there. Guess what? I'm not losing any sleep, guys. Try again.
Trista?
I also did not see TNA because I just refused to watch the product in general. They did read about it, and it still sounds confusing and my brain hurting bad when I just follow it. I don't know what they're doing wrong. Like, they're all these big names, like they have their Stings and Christians and Bookers and Foleys, and then initially something good, recognizable names, and they just feel like TNA isn't utilizing on it the best that they could.
It's like the chef that has high quality Kobe beef but still burns it on the grill. You know, total non-stop action is now just totally nowhere action as of last night. And HD stands for highly drunk, according to Nikki. So
yeah, it's kind of sad when they have all this. They have all the hands, but they make really light work out of it. I mean, it's just disheartening to me.
Yeah.
I mean, it's bordering on Raw for crappiness this week, but we'll talk about that later. By ourselves next. But before that, we have a scoring. Trista with 10, Nikki with 14, VRM with 13, and Jason with 11.
Ooh, okay, cool.
Woo! Finally!
Sometimes I'm so
buy or sell?
Buy or sell time. You buy, you sell, you take a shot. That's how it would work in TNA. First up, lawsuit time. Ladies and gentlemen, John Cena and the WWE is being sued by Sony BMG, or Big Music Group, over the song, My Time Is Up, My Time Is Now. Because John Cena created this with Sony BMG for his World Life album, and Sony saw that it's been that the copyright or the patent rights have been violated. They are suing for, get this, $150,000. Plus, they would order Vince to destroy all footage, all music discs, and anything that has My Time Is Now song on it. That would involve games also. Buy or sell, is this making a lick of sense, BRM?
Sell this? What the? This makes no sense at all. You made WWE produce this, John Cena wrote it, at least I think he wrote it, and you're suing him for illegally using his own song? I do not see where this is going, and then you're selling $150,000. First of all, you're going to sue someone for copyright infringement, and they've been using it for 3 years. You don't only charge $150,000. Second of all, there's no way in hell I'm going to give back my copy of WWE, of all my WWE DVDs and my video games that I've bought in the last 3 years, mostly because my DVDs are lost and my games are broken. But still, this is just retarded. What is Sony even thinking?
Jason?
This just seems like a ludicrous thing, and I think what Sony is looking for is money. And the Bertelmann Music Group, which is the actual correct name of the title, is just looking for cash. I mean, this is just a frivolous lawsuit. It isn't going to go nowhere. This will be settled. I'm selling.
Nikki?
First of all, why only $150,000? Vince will make that back in a day on Shop Zone. Second of all, there is no way on God's green earth they're going to be able to find all that footage and destroy it. Right now, Vince McMahon is only destroying footage with some guy named Chris Benoit on it.
Whoa!
Whoa!
So BMG is just doing something to stir up some free press because there's no way that they're going to win this lawsuit if it's something that, you know, just can't realistically be done. And since John Cena, I think, actually it's closer to 4 years since I had the honor, I guess, of seeing him perform it live at Battle of the Bands in Cleveland, you know, Tony should have said, hey, wait a minute, what are you doing with what is our song? No, it's WWE's, and I'd love to just see Vince McMahon arm wrestle somebody from Sony over it.
And someone from Sony would probably lose an arm. Trista.
This is kind of ridiculous because to ask everything like that, they have to go through like hours of footage, not to mention all the merchandise they even made off the song. And then to ask for only $150,000 from a guy like Vince, it's like a friggin' diva. Like, it's gonna affect him at all. He's better off just to pay them the money anyways, because Cena needs a new song, and it's something you can do while he's in.
Okay, next up, Future Endeavors. We were originally going to report this last week, but since I had computer problems, we didn't report that Lance Cade got released. This is according to WWE.com. And he has been wished well in his future endeavors. Fire Cell Care. Jason?
Selling caring because Lance Cade basically put himself in a life-threatening situation by having a seizure on a plane for doing something which may have been either illegal or, shall we say, too much of it. If you don't care to take care of your own body, then goodbye and good riddance. Selling caring.
Nikki?
I'm going to buy because it kind of put WWE in a spot. Regardless of what Lance Cade did to himself, because we can't say that he did this intentionally, and we still don't even know what he did to cause this. WWE was ready to put the machine behind him and try to get him moved up to the main event on Raw, which would have been that breath of fresh air for whoever was talking about how stale things have been for the last 4.5 years. This could have been something, and HBK is probably furious with Cade over all this. I'm sorry, and Cade, you're a dumbass.
Trista.
I almost feel like I'm going to defend Jeff Hardy here, because just of the situation, it's his problem, you know, WWE's giving him punishment for it, people are calling him an idiot, and then I have to go on the same rant about how we don't know what it's like to be on the same schedule as the same lives, have all the pressure, and like their vices just kind of dance around them, and they eventually give in. I feel sorry for kind of someone that went same thing. So I care about him. I guess I'll buy my careness for him, but I'm not gonna yell at him because he gave in to something.
VRM.
Yeah, I'm gonna go with the majority. I'm gonna buy caring. He's in the biggest push of his career, as far as I know right now, since his tag team stuff been gone through with Murdoch leaving. But you're in the biggest push. You're in main event match situations, and then you have to go and do something stupid. I'm not yelling at him for doing something stupid, but you do it, and then you do it in a place that's gonna threaten your life. Career's gonna be almost zero chance of getting emergency medical attention when you need it, and on the airplane, and you're just throwing everything away. I gotta buy the care on this.
All right, next up, Nick Hogan, out. He's out of prison, and I think he got paroled. He spent like 8 months out of 18. His mom is saying that he is a better person. You're right. Buy or sell this? Nikki?
tell, but I really, really don't care. I think Nick Hogan deserved to get a whole lot more, and I do believe Mr. Hulkster was involved as well. I think both of their asses should have been strung up. But that's not my place to judge. I'm selling because I frankly don't care.
Trista.
Yeah, I don't care much either, and I just hope he drops the soap as many times as he could, just so he knows what it would really be like. On such that long of a turn, and he almost killed a guy. So he's supposed to be, and Chandler just talked shit about him. He deserved way more. I hope he got the worst in jail.
VRM.
I'm going to sell as well. I saw this on the off-topic forum. I'm like, ha-ha-ha, go to jail, idiot. And then I stopped caring almost immediately. You're only serving 8 months out of an 18-month sentence for a DWI, not only a DUI, but a DUI where you only got someone killed. You should at least serve the full, at least one full year out of that. But like I said, I don't really care. I don't give two spits about this.
And Jason.
Add me to the non-giving a crap. The fact that this guy is a total celebrity justice whore means that somebody who is in a similar situation probably will get the more time, and I think that I agree with Nikki. Hulk and Nick should have been cellmates for at least 2 years on this. It's an absolute travesty of justice.
That is true. What was the maximum sentence? 18 months. You should have been in for the full 18. No parole. He almost killed the guy, and the guy's still a vegetable lying in a hospital bed.
I hope there's
and
a civil suit involved in...
And
the father is now hosting a television series. God help us all.
Oh, don't get me started.
Well, wait 1 minute and we'll talk about it. Trista, you're the low woman on the totem pole, sad to say.
Why? My points were valid.
Any last words?
I feel depressed.
Oh. I'm sorry,
Trista.
Great.
Sorry.
Kill him!
And there she goes. Tristan, if you can hear me, stick around for Room 101 after this, but let's get the score recap going. After two rounds, VRM, the bee's knees, with actually 28. Nikki with 25, Jason with 24, and Trista is oogling a picture of Austin Aries and Jimmy Jacobs. And now, brother, you and 10 of my celebrity friends are going to be stepping in this ring. We're going to teach them how to wrestle. That is the exact pitch as what he gave to Nasty Boy Knobs and Brutus the Barber Beefcake. The show debuted yesterday, and I have to recap it for GameshowNewsNet.com. Damn you, Gordon Pepper. I don't know where to go with this. Your thoughts, VRM?
Yeah, okay. What you got here is a bunch of guys that some of which have been involved in this, some of which have not done anything with this. A bunch of celebrities going to a ring. I personally didn't see it. And getting trained by the old guys. And when one of these special guest stars is David Arquette, you know there's no going to be problems. Eric Bischoff, you see what happens when, no disrespect to the early days of WCW, but when he runs a promotion, he rams it into the ground. So does Hulk Hogan. What? And you got David Arquette there as a special, is he a trainer or a special guest, or is he just a special guest star? That's just bad because you're just giving away. And plus you're on CMT. Who gets CMT?
When David Arquette?
According to the Wikipedia page, David Arquette's going to be a special guest star.
Oh, boy. Now I'm really starting to not like Gordon Pepper. Jason, bail me out.
When CMT gives a known steroid abuser a platform to expand his wrestling career, or so-called wrestling career, because he hasn't, quote-unquote, wrestled since his career began, and combine that with the fact that his criminal exploits should have not allowed this show to even be greenlit, and the fact that you've got so many people involved who do not treat this business with the respect it deserves. This is a tough enough ripoff that should not even be on the air.
Nikki?
Jason, were you talking about Hogan, Danny
yeah.
Bottaducci, or Dennis Rodman?
How about all of the above?
Because we have Hogan, who has been acquitted of steroids, but we know he's taken them. We have Danny Bonaducci, who took them on camera on another reality show.
That is
so
true.
Him,
Breaking
so
Bonaducci, I believe it was, correct?
Yeah,
it was Breaking Bonaducci.
So anyway, we've got a bunch of Z-listers under a known criminal and a horrible businessman trying to do Tough Enough. And I came in the last 5 minutes, and it sounded like every other freaking reality show on cable. It's crap.
And that is what brings you into the showdown, Nikki.
What do you mean?
Along with VRM once again.
What?
Any last words, Jason?
I was robbed. I was set up.
This is an outrage. Bye-bye, Woody Page.
Oh, damn, that tickles. Ooh, I'm going to regret that later. Okay.
DRM, Chris, Nikki Heyman, one-on-one. Let's kill the music. Cesarni. Where, oh, where do I begin? Begin Zini, Crab Zini, Snoop Zini. Good or bad, Nikki? 40 seconds, you have 20.
This is really, really bad because you realize that what Cesarni is actually doing is exposing one part of wrestling that even Vince hadn't touched yet, and that is the actual Carny language, which is what Cesarni is speaking in his promos. He's flinging the curtain completely open. This is not something we need to see or want to see, and it endangers the wrestlers down the road. This is a bad idea.
Yeah, he's creeping me out. He comes on, I can't understand whatever he's saying. I know it's Carny, it's whatever it's Carny talking, putting his IC in front of every word, and I just, like, they're making my brain hurt, Vince. It's like, why is it that everything you do now makes my brain hurt? It's like, I can't even focus for 5 seconds before, I'm in a Giants game.
It's making my head hurt, too, but it's crap. It's just crap. Nikki gets the point.
Yes.
Next up, something that would make Trista Timpson really jealous. And since she's not talking about it, we have an even playing field. Aries Jacobs, Ring of Honor. A trilogy match. Trilogy. Three matches to end this feud. One of them is going to be Aries and Jacobs in chains. Right now, let's go to Trista Timpson for her thoughts about Aries and Jacobs in chains. Trista?
You're on.
What do you think about Aries and Jacobs in chains?
I think it's going to be an excellent match that will have great storytelling, work great, and psychology, and will use everything to their It will be a great athletic bout.
Okay, thank you, Trista.
You're welcome.
And now, you two debate on it, BRM.
Yeah, thanks for giving me a Ring of Honor match, I know basically nothing about this, but a chain match, what is this? Are they actually going to be chained up together in like a, you know, thing? Yeah, this will be interesting. I'm completely out of my element here, so whatever.
Nikki?
Well, if it's a straight-up chain match, I think the two of them can actually pull this off. I've seen more of Jacobs than I have of Aries. And I think the two of them can really, you know, really make something of this, and hopefully it's a good stepping stone to their other two matches.
VRM didn't actually argue. Nikki did. Nikki gets the point, and she gets the win.
Woo-hoo!
And that's what I get for not watching Ring of Honor.
Dude, I don't watch Ring of Honor.
30 seconds of yours, Nikki, go for it.
Thank you very much. I want to say hallelujah to my new gig as a manager with PT Wrestling in Cincinnati. Jimmy Wang Yang is most gracious in allowing me to do my managing with a new gentleman named Russ Jones. I'm hoping to get a copy of the match in my first promo somewhere in the next few days. Fat Kamish. Hey, Tony Bananas, give me my damn video. I'm going to come down there and stick a Chiquita in your ear. Thank you. That's all I needed to say.
And we thank you, Nikki Haymon.
Woohoo!
Well, let's go for around the horn, everybody.
Good one, guys.
It was fun to see you all blow up like that, Jason.
Oh, my. I'm sorry. I thought I had that one in the bag. That's the thing. I really did. But that's okay. I'll get him next time.
All right,
by the way,
Solomon,
what was the tiebreaker if it came to that?
Reed Flair's debut.
Ooh, interesting.
Ooh, that would have been tough. I wouldn't have anything. I wouldn't have anything on that either.
I wouldn't have that either.
So we'll do what Around the Horn does for those type of stories. Ignore it.
Awesome.
And we have another caller.
3-1 out there. This is the Stat Boy Josh Henninger.
All
How
right.
are you doing today?
We're doing quite all right, Jason. I got to get one more person on here. I'm Josh.
Whoa.
Good evening.
Who
Josh.
Is it? Yeah.
Well, after that dead air, let's welcome Stepboy Josh Henninger to the show.
Hey.
Welcome.
Thank you very much.
As I try to get Typho in here.
Ah.
Because
he
has
to get another chair.
Yes. As he has a stake in this next segment too. This is Wrestling Room 101.
Now you got this from a British concept?
Actually, not only that, Orwellian. And 1984.
Aha!
What Room 101 is a storage depot for all things deemed unwanted and just plain naff in life. For example, Vince Russo.
I'll
yeah,
hold the door open.
Okay.
I'll kick him in. I'll make sure he's locked.
So I'll make sure he's beaten down first.
Well, since Vince Russo's lonely, we need to stick some people in there.
I can get some people for you.
I actually have a thing. I have a particular thing.
Yeah,
I have a thing too, but I'm willing to change it to a person if necessary.
Well, here's the thing. What you can throw in there is a gimmick, a wrestler, a show, a storyline, or a nuance in wrestling? Like what I see, or a thing, which I see a couple of people have. And we will, and the first victim is, and what will happen is we'll discuss and I'll decide if it goes in or not.
So in other words, the person nominates it and we say if it's cool, if it's...
Yes,
if it's
and we have Typho in the house.
And what's going on, everybody?
What's up,
not
Typho?
Much, not much.
Typho.
And, Trista, can you PM me what you want in room 101 so I could have it written down?
Sure. Absolutely. I'll get on it now.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Okay, working on it.
All right. So, VRM, we're going to start with you.
Okay, I got a show, and this also includes a thing and a bunch of other stuff. I'm going to nominate what happened this past, the atrocity that happened last night in Las Vegas, live. I'm nominating TNA Impact Live Take 2. Take 1 was okay as the wrestling on the quality side, but the production was crap. TNA Live 2 was crap all over the board, although production was a little better. But you're cutting back into commercial when you have 2 minutes left into a match. You're putting up a new belt that you don't even need, and that one of the guys shouldn't even be wrestling for. You got a new storyline where you're finally turning Sting heel, but it's like we don't care. You got all these old guys. You got everybody, apparently, as Nikki said, everybody's drunk. And it's just... What happened on last night? It was a train wreck. Put this in there right now. Lock it away. Put it in the archives for all eternity and don't let it out.
Thoughts?
Oh.
Even though we covered this on Around the Horn?
What happens in Vegas should stay in Vegas. But this one somehow got out. We need to put it away.
Josh, do you have thoughts on this?
No, I don't. I actually stayed away from this show like the plague. Like I do every Thursday night.
You mean you weren't watching, you know, when I see TNA Impact and I see something horrid is on, I hit 162 and I watch Dragon's Den.
Half the time
I'm away. And I work 2 days a month.
I may be in the minority on this. Now, don't shoot me on this. I'll just explain to you why. I think what happened with Live Impact is a symptom of who's already in the room, which is Vince Russo. I don't think the show itself should be put in there, but the person who's involved with TNA is already there. That's just my opinion. You can. I know it was spectacular, but, you know, that's just me.
I know Vince Russo is in there, but you also have to take into account that somebody has to greenlight that stuff.
That's true. So, you know what? I'll change my mind. It goes in. Fine.
I knew you'd see it my way. Trista Typho?
I'm sending it now.
Typho, your thoughts on the Live Impact?
Jay Lethal dropped clean in 4 minutes to Daivari. What more do you need to know?
Four? I heard it was two.
I was being generous.
It was short. That's all that matters. It was short.
Right.
Short, bitter, sour, which pretty much... And plus, what's with this main event mafia stuff?
Remember the Millionaires Club?
Yeah, I do remember the Millionaires Club, but at least that was a decent name.
Right, but it's the same concept, just with a crappy name.
Yeah.
Like the NWO.
And some,
st- same
difference. Sometimes something can be really good, but with a crappy name, nobody's going to buy it. I mean, you can also say the thing, I'm going to bring up a video game reference, something with a crappy name that's actually quite good. Nightmare on Elm Street. That video game was actually pretty good. But it just had a crappy name.
Okay.
But, yeah, this show is bad, so down it goes to Room 101. Bye-bye!
Oh, wow. Nice. Oh, cool. I like that sound.
It blew up like Vince's limo.
Oh, 1 hour and 3 minutes.
Too soon! So now, we go to Typho's pick, because he's next on my list. So, Typho, you have the floor.
Well, I'm sure VRM already knows what I'm going to pick, because I went on a nice rant about this on my show. My pick would be two simple words that plague us all now. WWE Universe. I mean, you can't go 2 seconds of Raw without Michael Cole saying WWE Universe. Do we really, really, really need to hear it that often? No, we don't. So fuck you, Michael Cole. Shut up.
Sounds like you want Michael Cole in there, too.
Oh, wait a minute. Hey, Michael Cole's on the phone.
I throw him in a room with Heidenreich.
No, not again!
Yeah,
oh.
We're bad locking the door.
Oh, by the way, both of them are on the podium right now. Both of them are on the podium right now.
Michael Cole and the WWE Universe?
No, Michael Cole and Heidenreich.
Oh.
Oh, so God. We're gonna just click this.
No,
send them both in.
No, 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 that's fine.
And now the WWE Universe is back on the podium. I wanted to stick those two in. So now the WWE Universe. This is just their crappy way of saying the WWE fan base. But since Vince McMahon is delusional, he thinks his fan base is a whole universe.
I'm sorry, guys, but there is precedent to this. There is a shirt being sold in New York for cancer research for the Yankee Universe. This is a sports-themed thing. Yes, it's annoying. Yes, it's repetitive, but it is not Room 101 worthy by any stretch of the imagination. I agree with you, VRM, a typo, that it's just brutally repetitive, but that's the way Vince markets stuff. Sorry.
I have never heard Yankees Universe, and again, I don't live near New York City most of the time. That's just a correction. I'm up near Albany right now, and I live in New Jersey.
Okay.
But yeah, I haven't heard of that. But yeah, Red Sox, yeah, I will say that I'll actually agree with you on this, Jason. It is annoying, and I wish it would just go away. But unfortunately, it can't, because we also have to throw the Red Sox Nation in
right.
There.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. This is part of the, you know, you just can't say fan community anymore. There's got to be some sort of catchy marketing name, and that's just what it is.
Yeah, as much as I like to kick it in there, and as much as I like to kick Red Sox Nation in there, that's another time. I don't see it being possible.
Josh?
Yeah, my thoughts on this whole thing, it's really just a bad term. They could have just kept Fan Nation. That was okay. WWE Universe, it's just unexcusable to me. I hate this.
Would you put it in, yes or no?
Yes, I would put it in, burn it, and never mention it again.
Kill it with fire.
Nikki?
I'm on the fence because I think you solved the problem by throwing Michael Cole in there.
Win.
Yeah. Come on.
Win.
Thank you.
Because I agree, Fan Nation was actually the cooler name. I really enjoyed that. But unfortunately, we are victims of Vince's sheer unbridled arrogance. He believes he is the universe. No other wrestling company exists. So this is going to be Vince's way of trying to essentially create his own group of Trekkies. I mean, fans. So it's the same thing. So I can't, in good conscience, put it in there. I want to see it go in there just because Michael Cole needs to stop saying it, but I don't think it's going anywhere, and eventually it's gonna grow on us. So I can't put it in there.
Here's my take on it. WWE Universe. Yeah, I'd rather have WWE Fan Nation. That was the better name. WWE Universe is blah at best, but in no means is it Room 101 worthy, so I am not going to put this in Room 101. So, Typo, you have to take the WWE Universe with you.
I don't want it. So it's yours.
I don't want it.
I'd rather be in the room with Cole and Heidenreich.
Quick.
Oh, man.
Oh, that's awful.
So now we get to Nikki's pick. And Nikki, what did you pick?
The butterfly belt.
Oh, the butterfly belt. Right.
Okay.
Picking up Nikki?
Yeah.
No contest.
Oh, come on. I wanted some chatter on this one.
Yeah,
but thank you.
I just want to hear opinions because this could be, the win button could be played at least 4 or 5 times if it's done right.
All right, go for it. Okay, I'll bring it out of the box or I'll put it back on the pedestal. Okay, Nikki, go for it.
Okay, first of all, I want to know who the hell let Sailor Moon design a belt. And we're talking about a belt given to... It's called a Divas title, which means it's aimed at the women who can't wrestle, which means that Natalya and Victoria are automatically disqualified and will never be able to win it. So what in the world are we, what in the world are we trying to do? Are we rewarding the bimbos? That's not fair. First they go learn to wrestle, then we'll talk, and if they're good, they can go to Raw.
I guess it's the thing with you have something that you need to push a super someone to actually be liked by the audience. And also for the verification of Undertaker's ego.
Whoa.
I wasn't going there.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
The butterfly belt is the world's biggest chastity belt for Taker. It's so bad he wouldn't want to touch it.
When,
therefore, keeping him away from Michelle McCool for somebody who actually wants to touch the butterfly belt.
Woo! Okay, Mr. Calloway, that's SEIDELMAN, right?
Yes, SEIDELMA. Oh no, don't tell me.
Hit him with a lightning bolt. Thank you.
Oh my god. Oh. We're never going to get... But that belt is just brutal. You know what? It looks like one of those toy belts that little kids wear. It's just horrible. You know, it doesn't... It's like... It's a disrespectful belt. It really is. It's ugly. It's the worst looking... It, honestly speaking,
I think the spinner belt is bad. I think they should go back to the original WWE Championship belt, but I'm not putting it in the room 101. But that Divas belt, put it in. Ugly.
Why? So Undertaker has free reign on McRib?
I wasn't going to say it.
Undertaker has been exercising his authority on Michelle McCool for a while. You know this. We all know this.
So that's what they're calling it these days.
Yes, exactly what they're calling it these days. Yes.
Yes. Anybody else? That boy?
Sorry. Still laughing. You are. But yeah. When did the brass line get a design for the title? Seriously. I hate the brass belt. It can go away and burn for all I can.
Is that you, Forrest?
What?
Oh, sorry. It's just that you sound so low, Josh.
Wait a minute. Is my microphone low?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, what the fuck? Give me a second, please.
That's the right button, Rob.
It's all Rob.
Okay, is that any better?
There we go.
Actually, I was going to make a joke about RVD Radio, but...
Yeah. As we have Trista back in the fold.
Yep, sorry, I just had to go for like a couple of minutes. I'm back.
Okay. We're just talking about the butterfly belt.
Oh, God.
Your thoughts before I pull a handle?
It's not very well done, therefore can't be taken seriously, therefore shouldn't have any serious challengers for it, such as Natalya and Victoria. Horrible champion that isn't a great role model for children due to past drug, well, not drugs, but, we'll say fat supplements or whatever, abuse, which made her go in the upper days due to kidney function. Not even a champion. There's just so much wrong with it that, I don't know, it's just a horrible idea. Only Diva Search Girls should after it, because it's a diva belt.
Exactly, and that's why it's going in.
Yeah, I have a question before we...
Timber!
Okay, now we get to Jason's pick.
Now, this one has always bothered me as a wrestling fan, and I've been a fan for a long time, being, I think, the oldest in the group at 40, okay?
Close. My mom's not on the air, and she's 40, and she's 67, so you're fine.
Okay. how many of you guys ever have been to a house show or been to a show, and within 30 seconds of a card, you hear some idiot yell, boring, boring, because they haven't seen something that they like. My nominee is the boring chant, because it is disrespectful to wrestling fans, it is disrespectful to wrestling patrons, and disrespectful to wrestling in general.
Yes, this is quite... a heat in wrestling. I think the popularity of this stemmed from 2002.
No. This is before. You've heard it before.
I'm thinking about it. We've heard it before, but it really didn't get popular until Stone Cold Steve Austin and Lance Storm.
I disagree. I think it's been around before then. It's been.
I'm saying it's been around before that, but it really didn't get to unbearable heights until Stone Cold Steve Austin came out with a pillow and a blanket during a Lance Storm match.
So fucking disrespectful.
Right here in Dallas, Texas.
And we got another caller.
Yeah, this is Forrest. Unfortunately, I don't know what Woody Remark I'm set up for this week.
So, we're on the boring chant.
Well, let's see. To be honest, it is a very disrespectful chant because sometimes the boring chant will come up at weird times in just even a decent match. I had a boring chant erupt at a show I attended. I believe Carlito and Jeff Hardy were having a match, and instead of them doing all their high-flying, explosive offense like we're used to seeing, they wanted to try a technical match. And it wasn't bad. But what happens? People are like, well, where's the high flying? This is boring. Start flying already. Blah, 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 blah. Let them try it. Come on. I mean, it's just, it's almost as fun as the night that Kane and the Big Show decided to go mass wrestling instead of power offense.
And that was, by the way, that was brilliant. That was brilliant,
right.
Buddy. That was awesome.
That's what I'm saying. Let it play. I mean, if it, there are times where I think you should chant boring for promos. Because sometimes these guys just don't shut up and we don't want to listen to them. We want wrestling. But don't boring a wrestling match. Except when Kali's involved.
Okay, let me rephrase that. I'm not saying that the boring chant shouldn't be used for the great Kali. I'm saying that it is disrespectful to 99.9% of the wrestlers out there.
Randy Orton?
Can we just put him in there by default?
No.
No. Not my Randy. You leave him alone.
You can have him. I want Edge.
Get in line.
I think I'm gonna puke.
I think that's my line.
No offense, Vicky, but he's been around, okay?
Well, of course, he's had Vicky Guerrero.
Oh,
Angle!
Think about that and try and sleep tonight.
Angle!
Come on, play it.
He's waiting.
Hey, guys.
Oh, we're never going to get to pick 'em, you know this, but.
Okay, Krista, are you on here? Are you trying to talk twice?
No.
I'm hearing an echo, too.
Same.
Yeah, we're all
there. She is.
Yeah.
Kennedy.
There she is.
You see, it's Thinky's phone that has the reverb.
Is it mine? I don't think it's mine.
Well, about the boring chant, I can't really put it in.
Why not?
Why not? Because sometimes it's actually merited. And when it comes to WWE programming and TNA programming, it's about 65% of the time.
Rim shot.
Especially this past week.
Double rim shot.
Actually, this week it was 100% with TNA.
Oh, yeah. Forgot about that. So you get to take the boring chant home with you.
All right.
Fine.
Boring.
We can say that in a New York Knicks game.
Yeah, well, that happened in all 41 home games, but okay.
Yep. Josh.
Half the crowd going boring. Half the crowd going what?
Oh, this?
Yeah. It's up to your pick.
Oh, yes. Just a little background on this. This was actually the second pay-per-view I ever had the displeasure of seeing live on pay-per-view. December to Disregard.
December the Disaster!
Yes, whatever you call it.
Lashley became a legend.
Was this the last pay-per-view Heyman was involved in? Not you, Nikki, but Paul.
Yeah, it was.
Well,
this was the last show that Paul had any involvement in.
This was the show that got dear Uncle Paul and Vince at each other's throats one last time. So just very quickly, why was it so bad? Just a reminder.
Outside of the very first match, which was actually decent to passable, everything else just sucked. A Strikers Rules match between Mahoney and Matt Stryker. Elijah Burke and Sylvester Turk high doing Jeff Jarrett's Samoa Joe's finishers. Daivari matched by Paul Lee, Buster Schmaz at the end. Tommy Dreamer loses. Kevin Thorne and Ariel versus Mike Knox and Kelly. Only thing that was good that was good about that was Ariel just bouncing around.
Well, I Batista got so into her. That was
Thank you.
And then the main event from hell.
You know who we really need to get on this show to talk about this?
Bob Holly.
Triple Kelly.
Okay.
Yeah, Triple Kelly was there for the December to Dismember pay-per-view.
So it wasn't Gods, I think.
Either her or God or Gods from the Rescrap Forums, who dressed up like the Blue Meanie.
They were both there. They went together or something.
Yeah.
Now, well, if it'll help, I actually spoke to somebody at a house show in Lexington who told me he was there. Apparently he had really good seats because during this horrible main event, that they had the gall to call an extreme elimination chamber. Newsflash, four weapons does not make that chamber extreme. As Paulie's walking around the outside of the chamber, somebody yells, "What the fuck, Paulie? What the fuck?" And Paulie looked back at him and said, "I'm sorry." Because he knew. He knew that the horrible marketing, only two matches booked before we even walk in the door, Sabu being pulled from the Extreme Elimination Chamber match during the show, that caused an enormous bullshit chant. And just the fact that this pay-per-view was just there. This was absurdly horrible. And it got Paulie fired by no fault of his own. As he said to Vince McMahon, "Mr. McMahon, I was following orders."
It goes in, baby. It goes in.
Head first.
Do I even have to make an argument for it to be out?
Bye! Bye!
Woohoo, unanimous!
I was going to say, two matches booked for the event was the one I hated from it. You're supposed to order an event and you don't know what's going on. It was like late WCW and it wouldn't announce the pay-per-view at all.
Imagine
True.
If
you
did that.
By the way, Trish, do you have anything wrestling related you want to put up for Room 101?
I was going to throw in Michelle McCool because I can't friggin' stand her, but if the belt's in there, then that's cool enough.
Say what?
I was going to nominate Michelle McCool. Because I don't like her at all, and I think she's a giant waste of space. But
I
would have
put her in at first.
Not very much space.
Since Adidas
okay, well,
is 30 in there, then.
No, Michelle McCool isn't in there.
But the Diva Championship is, and that's good enough, because she's associated, so.
Yeah, well, she's only in there by associate. Well, the Diva belt's in there, and that's the thing. We haven't put the actual person in there yet.
So
well,
that person is still fair game. Well, there's other crappy things that we could talk about, Michelle McCool, about, like the teacher's pet.
Oh, wow. That gimmick.
Poor Idol Steven.
They killed Aaron Steven.
Yes, they did.
Poor, who cares about Casey James?
He had his day in the sun with Brain Walker.
That one. Brain-smashing action.
Great gimmick for Aaron Stevens in OVW. Can't believe that happened to him. They bring him up to WWE, and he's with Michelle McCool. Meanwhile, he has like this huge badass gimmick at OVW. Doesn't happen to anyone, especially with a gimmick like that. Bragging about having a threesome. Awesome.
I loved his stuff in OVW.
So,
Michelle McCool,
if you look
what's
at
also...
That gimmick,
what about her loving life promos?
They look like tampon commercials.
They did. Oh my god, now that you mention it, that's crazy.
That's what they look like. And the problem is, I'm probably the only person here who might try to defend her. Once she starts eating cheeseburgers and actually puts something on her frame other than that damn belt. But I'm probably going to be the only one that's going to defend her. So.
No, I'm actually going to be defending her too, because let me tell you something. No matter your personal hatred of Michelle McCool, I'm sorry, she can work. She's better than some of the wrestlers out there. She's better than freaking Maurice. She's better than freaking Maria. And no matter if she's Mrs. Taker or not, she's not that heinous as a female. Sorry. I defend her.
I'm going to defend her as well. I've met her. She's actually a pretty sweet gal. I also have a minor bias just because we both went to Florida State. But I'm not going to use that as my argument. She is very personable. She has gotten much better in the ring. Because remember, I think she was a Diva Search contestant. And she's done quite well for herself, so she's kind of the John Hennigan of the Diva set. She's probably the best wrestler out of the women that's come out of the Diva search.
Was Kelly Kelly a Diva?
So John Hennigan won.
No.
I'm sorry, Trista.
Like, I can see why, because, you know, John Hannigan was on Tough Enough and he won that, but I don't see how the two are comparable because Michelle McCool didn't win the Diva Search. And Hannigan. Weird, I won't call him Morrison so bad. But he won Tough Enough, so I don't really see how he got the comparability there.
Because, to be honest, I think that the Diva Search and Tough Enough, especially the third seat, the last couple of Tough Enoughs, were bogus. There is a winner, sure, and they give them a great big check and a year. Then they go back and hire half of the contestants anyway. It doesn't matter who won it, it's where they go with it.
The first season of Tough Enough, I agree with you, was one of the best things ever produced on MTV and WWE, without question.
They released the original Tough Enough on DVD, by the way.
Oh.
You know what sucks about the first Tough Enough is that Canada didn't get it until the third Tough Enough is airing.
Oh, wow.
So not only did we know who won the first season, but we know who won the second season. And the illegal satellite dish, like I did, you got to watch the third season. It was freaking horrible. It's still a cool show to watch. It was on before. It just sucked that we already know who won. It's like, hey, check it out. Now you can watch it. It's like, okay, cool.
Well, Trista, I am going to put Michelle McCool into Room 101.
Why?
Please.
Yeah, why?
You're going to force feed her something so she can gain some weight.
Yeah.
Del can have cheeseburger?
You know what? I can think of that last egg. That promos are crap.
And also the big gooker egg that hatched in the 90s Survivor Series.
Is that what
you can have omelet.
And plus that her appearance neutered Idol Stevens. And plus, since, well, I don't see the point of her.
To keep the Undertaker happy. What else?
Which is why I'm putting her into Royal Rumble 1.
She portrays herself. Oh.
Her
point
why?
Was that she's portraying herself as an athlete, which is something that 90% of the divas don't even do.
I'm sorry, I think that this is the first bad Room 101 decision. I'm with Nikki on this one.
So out of six, one is bad.
That's correct.
And well, let's try to make it 2 out of 7. Fourth, do you have a suggestion?
Honestly, I can only think of Braden Walker's brief stay, because something about a wrestler that only arrives and then wrestles for a few weeks and then releases. That just seems horrible to me.
Okay, what I need to do for this is I need to let people know who don't know about Braden Walker. I think we need to run an advertisement.
Yes.
Yes.
Uh-oh.
Do it.
Huh? You have this?
Yes, I have it prepped.
I've got my hands on my hips in anticipation.
So here it is. The Braden Walker DVD advert.
He was a superstar who captured the imagination and rebellious spirit of a couple of weeks in late July. A name synonymous with having matches with Armando Estrada and that other guy he had a match with, and talking with Matt Hardy backstage. Braden Walker.
Braden Walker. And I'm going to knock your brains out.
Now you can relive those fantastic couple of weeks when Braden Mania swept ECW. With the 3-disc collector's set, the definitive Braden Walker. Follow the meteoric rise of Braden Walker from its very first WWE match to that time he spoke to Matt Hardy backstage to his second and final WWE match.
Sorry, Braden Walker.
It's a legacy unlike any other. Now you can see the full story in this amazing DVD set with exclusive interviews.
Totally out of control.
He was unpredictable. I couldn't have to wait to fire. Her star reflections on Braden's WWE career.
But it was only for a matter of seconds, only a few minutes.
You know? Revolutionary Titan Chrome video. A special feature on the making of his Titan Chrome video. And a special look back at that time he stood on the stage with his hands on his hips. It's only 15 minutes of non-stop brain-bashing action. All through this.
Knock.
Who's there?
Braden Walker.
The definitive Braden Walker. Available now on WWEshop.com.
That's classic. That's great stuff.
3, 2, 1, win.
I'm away from the computer because I have to turn off a basketball game.
To be honest, though, if you're throwing in Braden Walker, I hate to say this, throw in Chris Harris because it's not entirely WWE's fault that he got bounced that hard. He walked in out of shape. He stayed out of shape. Put him on TV, and he went over like a red fart in church.
This is the third time we've used that reference tonight.
Hey, you guys, Settlement started it, didn't he?
Yeah,
yep.
He did. But you know, it's just that was one of the worst things this year. Just wasted opportunity on his part. Very big wasted opportunity.
That bastard.
Indeed. Pull that lever really, really hard.
As his former tag team partner, James Storm, said,
sorry.
Sorry about
the damn look.
The
damn look.
Sorry about your damn luck, Brain Walker, because you're going in.
Say hi to Michelle for us.
Looks like he got his brains bashed in.
So
he get something else bashed in from Heidenreich.
Oh!
Oh!
Three-way
so
with Michael Cole.
Have something?
What?
Rob Silent.
I really don't. I really don't. Not for Braden.
Well, let's move on, shall we?
I thought, didn't you want to nominate something, or did you?
I threw in Heidenreich and Michael Cole.
Oh, okay. You win. That's good.
All right. Let's do pick'ems. Because I know the pick'ems are going to take about 30 minutes to explain.
Just don't talk about WWE Universe or the damn number.
Or not being able to vote. People are racist. Discriminating against us.
Hold on a second.
International.
Hi.
She totally sabotaged Cyber Sunday. That's
yep.
Benoit.
Oh, God. I'm seeing the thing right now. The power is in your hand. Yes. And I'm not voting.
I can't believe they missed the perfect opportunity with the poster that they've got for Cyber Sunday, showing CM Punk surrounded by a bunch of people holding phones with the logo. I want to see him walk in with all these people following him, and Adam Lee just standing there slack-jawed, as Punk just kind of grins and said, "You see them? That's my network," and just keeps walking.
Yes.
Those
have
tape on their
feet
so Tony Atlas's head can explode.
Thank you!
By the way, just one quick thing. Has anybody seen the Armageddon poster? How cool is that?
Ooh, show me. Somebody got a link?
It is Chris Jericho about to press a button. And he's and it looks really, really... No, I'm dead serious. It looks... He looks so evil in this. It's really good.
I thought it was a Chris Jericho for President campaign poster.
Holy shit. Oh, that's beautiful.
I found it.
I'm looking at the mattress. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. No, 9. Okay, so what we're going to do is we're going to skip the costume contest.
Yay.
Darn.
Thank you.
Yay.
Thank you.
Candice Rochelle breaks your platform.
Can we call her in room 101 real quick?
Who?
Do it carefully. She might break something.
No, she's getting thrown in. We're hoping if she breaks something.
Woohoo! Thank you.
By the way, have you kept the list, Rob, of what's in there?
Vince Russo. Yeah, I'm writing it. I wrote it down. Vince Russo, the 10-23-08 Impact. Michael Cole.
Heidenreich.
Yep.
Not hype. Heidenreich.
Heidenreich with raping action.
Yep.
There's an action.
The butterfly belt.
Rick.
With Kung Fu Grip. December to Dismember. Michelle McCool.
Woohoo!
Knock, knock.
And the Canadian judge gives out a 10. Yeah.
Brain Walker. And I'm in room 101.
And he's knock, knock.
Sorry,
got
all damn luck there.
And then Candice Michelle goes with her.
Yep.
All right, we're good.
That's all of them. That means we have a total of 9 things in room 101. And we have 8 people going for it. Oh, and the tag team match is a preview. So we're not going to vote for that.
It is? I thought the U.S. title match was.
Yeah, I thought it was Shelton's
match. U.S. title match is the preview. Tag team match is you vote, and then you'd have to pick. Like, which match.
So, we'll go for... So, a total of 16... So, a total of 14 points will happen here. Okay?
Okay.
Alright.
Yep.
The actual vote and the result of the match. And what I mean by result of the match is if it's an opponent, the picked opponent will win, or if it's a stipulation, who will just win the match. So 1 point for the stipulation and 1 point for the actual result of the match.
All right.
And that didn't take too long. Now I only got 33 minutes left. Cyber Sunday. Intercontinental title match between Santino Marella. And you could get a pick from Roddy Piper, Goldust, or the Honky Tonk Man. We will start with defending champion, who will actually go last, so we'll start with BRM.
I'm going to go because it's the way they've been pushing it, because they have the Honkamita. It's going to be, for the vote, it's going to be the Honky Tonky Man. And Charlie Haas ends up jobbing to Santino.
Oh! Very good. So you don't think they're really going to bring in the Honky Tonk Man?
I thought they talked to him.
There's a rumor that he's going for surgery.
About an accident that he had when somebody was doing a guitar shot and a piece of guitar hit him in the eye.
In the eye, the ring finger, it's not the ring finger, the 4 fingers, the one he hurt.
Okay.
Oh, that was the one. Okay, go Jason.
I actually think it's going to be the Honky Tonky Man, but Santino will win this.
So, same result as BRM.
Yeah, absolutely. Yep.
Nikki.
It's going to be the Honky Tonk Man is going to win the vote. Santino's still going to win, but I think we're still going to see Goldust and Piper at some point.
Mm-hmm.
Josh?
I am going with the crowd and saying the Honky Donkey Man. However, I am going to choose the Honky Donkey Man to win by disqualification.
Interesting. Okay.
Just to let you know, Josh, what I wrote down here is picked opponent. So if Honky Donkey Man doesn't get the vote, but the picked opponent does win, by any means, you'll still get the point. Typho.
Okay, my thing is, I can't see the fans voting in the Honky Tonk Man, because how many of them actually know who the hell he is? Just because they're promoting him doesn't mean anything. That's why I think the fans pick Goldust and Santino retains.
The fans pick Goldust.
Yeah.
Fourth.
Yeah, I don't think that it's going to actually be the Honky Tonk Man. So unless it's Bruce Campbell from Bubba Hotep, it's probably going to be Charlie Haas, and Santino's going to beat him.
You have to pick one of the 3 choices, you know, just to at least get a point.
I was saying that it's going to be the Honky Tonk Man that wins the vote. But it, you know, it's Charlie Haas who is going in the place of the Honky Tonk Man.
Okay, Trista.
I should think Sawyer's gonna get the vote just because he's already been in Cyber Sunday. So I kind of think that he's in his mind because we know who he is. And I think Santino's going to win because he's annoying that everyone else seems to like him except me and my brother. Fuck Santino.
Who are you picking again from Piper, Goldust, and Honky Tonk Man?
I'm picking Piper because I think that's her opinion. And people probably remember him more than they'll remember Honky Tonk Man and Goldust.
Yeah.
So, Tristan, did
I'm
you
actually...
hear when, Sorry.
What?
I'm going to pick... I'm going with Trista. I'm going Piper.
I was going to ask Trista if she was... She cheered when Santino busted himself up when the guitar exploded Monday night.
I cheer for you.
First, Honky Tonk Man gets on the guitar, then Santino. We learned Jeff Jarrett is the only one who can swing a guitar.
He did it for so many years in WCW, and Honky Tonk Man's probably out of practice.
Oh, wait. This U.S. title match. This is the, for the preview, so... I'm going to leave it up to everybody else. Do I even have to do this one?
No, we're talking
on... I don't
on
even know what it is. Can I just have it like a... I don't have to pick it. I just don't know what's going on.
Okay. This is a match where the WWE Universe votes, but they don't even get to watch unless they want... Oh, crap, I said it. See, it's catchy. That's why it's not in.
You're all right.
So
take a deep breath. Go on.
It's a match where the fans vote, but they don't actually get to watch unless they're near their computers and turn on WWE.com.
Okay.
And you get to pick between R-Truth, MVP, or Festus.
Festus?
Yes,
faster.
Yay!
Interesting.
And yet, V. Brian gets left off of V. Show.
That's because he's so busy beating up V. Super Crazy.
Yeah.
He's a man of the plan.
And let's see, what else do we have here? So we'll just skip that. And we'll go to the ECW Championship match. It's Matt Hardy. And you have your choice between Mark Henry, Evan Bourne, or Finlay. VRM?
I will go with, this is going to be Evan Bourne's test match, I think. They only have the one belt, so this is the only belt that you can go for on ECW. I'm going to say Evan Bourne gets the vote, but then Mark Henry comes down and screws it all up. But Evan Bourne still wins by DQ because Henry goes at the heart.
So who wins?
Fixed opponent.
Okay. Jason.
Not only does Evan Bourne win the vote, in the match of the night steal, Evan Bourne wins the ECW title.
Nikki.
I like Jason's idea, but I also am going to throw in a little something extra. Evan Bourne wins the belt. Mark Henry comes out and flattens them both afterwards.
Josh.
Evan Bourne wins the vote, but Matt Hardy retains.
Hey, Phil.
Yeah, Evan Bourne wins the vote. Matt Hardy keeps the title.
Fourth.
Evan Bourne's going to win the vote, but Matt Hardy's going to beat him in what will be his test match.
Trista.
Yeah, Evan Bourne will get the vote for sure. I don't really watch TV today. I don't know how Matt Hardy's title reign's going. But I'll say Evan Bourne, FTW.
Okay. Of course, Bourne will win. And Hardy is going to win. But in the end, altogether, the fans are going to win because it's going to be a killer match.
That's right. Big
absolutely. Fun. I don't even like Matt Hardy, and I'm jealous I'm not going to watch this match.
So, Kane versus Ray.
What are the sips?
This is a stipulation vote. False count anywhere. No holds barred. Best 2 out of 3. DRM.
Okay. Wow, this is a... I don't want to see either of these three matches. But because it has the most possibility for blood and violence, it's going to be a no-holds-barred match. And because there's no stipulation where Ray has to pick up the match, Kane's going to win.
Jason.
It will be no-holds-barred, and I believe Ray will win this.
Nikki.
It's going to be no holds barred. This is what I was talking about during Around the Horn. This is what they do at house shows, and this no holds barred is the one that always seems to win. I've seen false count anywhere once. No holds barred, Ray wins.
Josh.
No holds barred, Kane wins. No way is Ray going to be taking this.
Hey, folks.
No holds barred. Rey Mysterio wins clean because the WWE Universe hates me.
And fourth.
No holds barred. Rey's going to win the match.
Who? Rey?
I mean, WWE, whatever. This is like Kane, just like Typo said.
And Trista.
No holds barred. Rey Mysterio wins. Pull. Look at that. He overcame the odds. Pull a scene or something.
Yeah, it's going to be no holds barred, and because Vince needs to prop up the Hispanic market more, Ray's going to win.
Brutally honest, brutally correct, unfortunately.
Damn it, Kane was born in Spain.
Here, Portugal. Shannon Moore is a world heavyweight champion.
Damn right.
On that note, that match is next.
Which one?
World Heavyweight Championship match. Chris Jericho versus Batista. Pick the special guest referee, Michaels, Orton, or Stone Cold. BRM.
The ref one doesn't matter. We all know who's going to win that one. Stone Cold Steve Austin's the ref. This is going to be the second best match tonight, I think. But of course, being at Stone Cold the ref, it's going to end in. It's going to be. Michaels is going to get involved in some manner. I think that come Survivor Series, Batista's still going to be needing his belt back. Jericho wins, and then Austin is 2-7.
Jason.
Austin is the ref, and you need. They've been pushing Cena, by the way, on these Raw vignettes as the best way they've ever pushed Cena, because Cena's going to be going after the belt in November against Jericho. Jericho wins.
Nikki.
Austin's going to win the damn vote. He's going to walk out in a brand new freaking T-shirt instead of a ref shirt. He's going to stunner everybody. Jericho wins the match, but Austin's going to win the fucking segment.
You don't like Austin?
Like he did at WrestleMania 20.
I am the only person here who would vote Stone Cold Steve Austin in the Room 101.
You are, oh my God. Never mind.
What is it? What is it, Jason?
No. I'm just like, I can't believe I just heard that from Nikki. That's all. I'm stunned.
I'm sorry. From 2002 to today, Austin has been nothing but a useless piece of no selling, no helping crap. And he needs to be in that room so that Heidenreich can teach him a couple of lessons.
Wow. I'm thinking about pulling the handle right now.
You make my night, Mr. Seidelman.
Okay. So for so I will put in Room 101, Stone Cold special guest appearances, which is what he's been doing since 2002. Except when he is Raw GM. So I'll leave it up to you. Everything after Raw GM Austin?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fine.
Done.
Wasn't his last match in 03?
Sorry, Trista?
Wasn't his last match in 03?
I still didn't hear you there.
Wasn't his last match
in
03?
Wasn't his last match? 19.
No, no.
His last
19,
was wrestling match,
19.
And then...
No, it was an 0-2.
I'm talking to him, not the first time... Sorry.
Look at this, folks, for cutting me off. I'm saying that it couldn't have been an 0-2 because WrestleMania 18 was in Toronto in 0-2, and he wrestled there, and then his last match was held against The Rock in WrestleMania 19 before making any appearance after that special, right?
No, that is safe. It was Raw GM from summer of 03 until late 03.
No, it was in 04 because he was GM during Detroit Draft Day.
That's an edge game.
This is moot. We need to get on with the pickums. We got 19
yeah,
minutes.
Josh.
Okay, as for this match, Stone Cold wins the vote. And, of course, Jericho retains the belt. Whee.
Typho.
Austin wins the referee vote. Batista wins by disqualification and gets rematch number 900 billion at the next pay-per-view.
Ab. Game genie.
Cheat activated.
Four.
What, me?
Yeah.
I think that they chose the one guy to get more votes than Michaels, which is Austin, just so Michaels can come down and cost a piece to the match. Well, I think that it'll be Y2 serious by disqualification.
Good one.
Like, I need to make a sign.
I'm not going to say this ever again, but I actually hope it's going to be Shawn Michaels that gets voted in. Just because it would actually still maybe continue on with the feud he had with Jericho or make the Survivor Series match a triple threat. Because the thing with Austin, you know it's just going to be show up, stunner, pay attention about me, leave, and then we won't see him for, I don't know, ever, hopefully. So I just hope
that's
a shot for fun theater, and Jericho for the win, because he's Canadian.
Jericho. For my vote, sadly, Stone Cold Steve Austin. As his shirt says, arrive, raise hell, leave.
And Jericho.
Emphasis on the leave.
Hopefully he stuns Batista on his way out.
Oh, a man can only dream. Hold on a second, I gotta rip out a page. I'm too lazy to use an eraser. Undertaker versus Big Show. Now this one's a WWE.com vote.
Oh, you can vote online with that one?
Yep.
Yeah, I know, I've been voting the internet all week.
Your choices are a knockout match, I quit match, last standing match. VRM.
I'm going to go with the last man standing match because that'll basically be the same thing as a knockout match, sort of. Knock him down for 10 seconds, make sure they don't get up. And I am going to go with Undertaker getting the getting his one back on Big Show.
Jason?
Last man standing, Undertaker gets his revenge.
Nikki.
Last man standing, for sure. And Undertaker wins because Big Show had momentum out of SmackDown.
Josh.
I was originally going to say knockout match, but I'm going with last man standing. And, of course, Taker takes it. Also, knockout match, it should be renamed Nothing Says Lovin' Like a Donkey Match.
Kind of reminds you of the Brawl for All. Hey, Phil.
Yeah.
Last man standing match win. And Taker gets his win back on Big Show.
Fourth.
Last man standing match. Taker wins.
Trista?
Last man standing match. Big distance from Edge.
Ooh.
I really want him back.
I do too, but I didn't think he'd be back till Survivor Series.
Well, Cyber Center would be a good place to start for Undertaker versus Edge.
Again.
In a casket match.
Edge would finally win.
Yay.
So last man standing. I gotta go with Undertaker here. And finally, here we go. WWE Championship match. Hardy, Kozlov, or both? VRM.
As much as I would love to see both and see Kozlov's test match, the fans that are going to vote are going to be voting for Hardy, and Kozlov's going to screw it up. But Hardy wins.
You're saying Hardy gets the belt.
I will say that.
Jason?
I'm glad you said it first because I'm going to say it as well. Jeff Hardy wins the vote and the belt. New champion.
Nikki?
If they're not rigging the vote, it will be Jeff Hardy versus Triple H. But I'm going to say Jeff Hardy by disqualification, and Hunter keeps the belt.
Josh.
I also am going to choose Jeff Hardy, but I'm going to be going no contest via Kozlov interference.
Okay, we're going to hold you to that. Typho.
Jeff Hardy wins the vote. Triple H wins clean, pedigree, and after the match, MVP attacks him with a screwdriver.
That's what we call putting the screws to people. Fourth.
Jeff Hardy wins the vote, but Triple H wins the match.
And Cosgrove wins the segment, right?
No, he's not pregnant.
Sorry, Trista.
Jeff Hardy wins the vote, of course. And Triple H will win the match because they think if Jeff Hardy's going to win the title, then they'll have him win it at a bigger pay-per-view, but not as big as WrestleMania. So probably like next month at Survivor Series, they'll finally get it.
Everybody knows my stance on Hardy. So I'm not even going to bother reiterating it. But he will win the popular vote because he's over. But Triple H must win. How embarrassing would it be? You put the belt on somebody, push him to the moon, 3 weeks later he gets busted.
Somehow that would be
a I mean, it happened with Rob Van Dam. Who was with Sabu at the time, and Sabu is kind of like an instigator or something to that effect, because we know Sabu needs that stuff. He's still healing up from injuries from 1999. And to be honest with you, I just don't trust Jeff Hardy to be clean. So Triple H wins. And after 23 minutes, Pick'ems is actually 25 minutes, Pick'ems is over. That's the longest that we've ever done Pick'ems, and I don't want to do it again.
That's fine. Now, for all of you that have computers in front of you, I dare you to load up WWE.com and go to the shop and tell me that my demand to put Stone Cold Steve Austin in the fucking room is not out of line.
It is not out of line.
It's
not.
New
shirt.
There is a new shirt. There is a Stone Cold shirt on this page for a man that's only going to be here one day out of the whole fucking year.
Oh, man, that shirt's awesome.
Too bad it doesn't represent it. Oh. Saddleman, give me some. Cheer me up quick before I reach through the phone and hurt somebody.
I put him in the room.
I can cheer you up. Cheer you up. Just whipping a mariachi. Is that cheer you up?
Sorry? Something about a mariachi band? No. Okay, that's better. Did Seth just catch him?
Is it a CM Punk mirror?
I heard CM Punk.
Okay, just imagine this, Nikki.
That's a nice shirt. I'm sorry.
Nikki, close your eyes. You're in a hot tub.
All right.
You open your eyes. On one side, you have Evan Bourne. On the other side, you have CM Punk. And in the middle, Colt Cabana and the banana hammock.
That's a pretty awesome fantasy.
As I casually add John Morrison and Edge to that and let you guys finish out the show, I'm going to travel off into my own little world. You're going in the room with him if you dare put that in my fantasy. Get out of my fantasy book.
I think there's only one comment that needs to be played right now, Seidel. I really do. Thank you.
Or we could also play this to anybody who tries to ruin with Nikki's dream.
Thank you.
And only Jason knows where that come from.
I know where it came from.
Robert Fireman.
Where that came from is Hollywood Squares, season one. They had a dickens of a time trying to get Gilbert Gottfried Square. So every time they got it wrong, this played.
Ah, yes. I remember that now.
Robert Fireman.
So, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to say screw the recaps.
It was all a push for Cyber Sunday anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah. We already discussed the majority of TNA.
Yep.
Well, lack thereof.
Miss Trista, you did have a state. Let Trista speak.
I can talk?
Talk. Quick. Before somebody else does.
I just wanted to say earlier that I am not jealous of the Austin Aries and Jimmy J dog collar match, not chain match, because I will be there to see it. So, no jealousy from ever.
I'm going to be jealous.
People should know.
I actually do
I'll
have...
I'll tell you all about it.
I do have some great things.
Comments.
I actually have some breaking news from PW Insider. Multiple news outlets in Mexico are reporting that Dos Catas Jr. has signed a contract with the WWE and is going to make his debut at the Royal Rumble in January.
Who's that?
Very huge lucha star.
Oh.
Does that mean we finally can get rid of Ray Ray?
Is a lot more
successful than Ultimate Dragons.
Ooh.
He'll get Conway Pop.
Yeah.
Ouch.
Remember, they gotta keep me with capes.
And they gotta keep the mask on. Let's see what else. Yeah, this new Stone Cold shirt looks good, but I was right to pull the handle on him.
What does it say?
Yeah. WrestleCrap, new induction. Which is the any time that the Divas, you know, have it like a talent contest. I mean, a clothing contest. I just logged onto the WrestleCrap forums and Trista just and I finally got Trista's pick. Now I'm glad I finally put her in. Be wearing a fig leaf. And, yeah, it was a horrible. I didn't like it, and to be honest with you, you put a fig leaf on her and she'd still be fully clothed.
Oof. Just don't let her.
Anyways, for those who like to read recaps of game shows, go to GameShowNewsNet.com and read my page on Hulk Hogan Celebrity Championship Wrestling. And pray for me, because I have to watch it again this week.
Brother.
Poor baby.
For those of you with MySpace access, please feel free to drop by my page, myspace.com/LCNH. I have a new video up, The Dynamic Faces of WWE. Trista gives it 5 stars, and I give it 8 abs, I mean stars.
Greatest video ever.
And I'm going to have a new YouTube video up next week.
And also go to NikkiHayman.com for her site, right?
That's right.
And
I
go to...
My,
and go to blockpartypodcast.com.
There you go. I have one new inductee, the dog face gremlin, Rick Steiner. If you don't like it, bite me.
Good night, everybody. We'll see you. Oh, by the way, special show Thursday. Now we're in archive.
Oh, well.
And I was going to say... Thursday, October 30th.
Oh, so we're doing it next Thursday. Okay.
Because nobody will be here next Friday.
All right. We will reconvene. I'm out of here. I'll talk to you guys later.
Bye, Jason.
Bye.
Take care.
See you tomorrow for We Love to Interrupt.
Yeah,
too.
I'll see you guys.
Hi, Force.
Trista, please repeat what you were marking out about.
It's not as back in RLA.
What happened?
Prince Nana is back at Ring of Honor.
Yes!
What?
Prince Nana has come back to Ring of Honor, and Trista is running across the ceiling right now, so you're not going to be able to get
close. Oh, happy day!
The whole nation of Ghana rejoices.
And I think only one sound is fitting.
No, I just realized something. Speaking of sounds, we made it through the live show, the entire live show, without a single fail.
We gotta mark that for posterity. Woo-hoo!
I think I can come with a new wind sound. Like the sound that I gave you a couple days ago, VRM.
Oh.
Yeah.
Never mind.
I needed a wind sound for my show.
Ah. And actually, if anybody is making sound, RVD Radio is in desperate need of a You Fucked Up chant and anything with Bill Alfonso.
He used to have Fonzie on that show.
He'll show up there eventually. The next time I go on RVD Radio, I'm going to bug him about getting my dear Uncle Paul on, too.
No, that'd be... I would listen to that show. RVD and Paul just... running every, just talking all that good stuff.
The fact that your uncle is blowing his smack right now about how bad the wrestling industry is, he needs something this public, and I would really love to hear them go at it. I'm going to look up RVD Radio for this coming week. I did not go to a show this time because they were going to be talking politics, and I am so freaking sick of the election already that I have trouble talking about it. Civil.
I know. You conveyed it to me via text a few days ago.
Sorry.
Alright, with that, I'm headed out for the night. Enjoy yourselves, guys. Take care.
Hey, Josh.
Yeah.
We forgot to plug your show. Sorry.
We are having it this week, so no loss.
By the way, isn't it true that the show's dying?
Yeah, it's dying all right.
Damn you, Peapod.
Peapod has pretty much killed the show almost. Alex is out. And I'm on the fence. Which is never good.
Hmm.
I wonder how many listeners, how much about we have as many callers as we did listeners tonight? Or maybe more callers than listeners.
I have no idea.
Couldn't tell you. And I noticed we didn't have a DJ tonight. In fact, I don't
so
even have a DJ online.
Right. Okay, let's just close the show up tonight because the Midnight Express is running through VRM's neck of the woods.
Boom, 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 boom.
That's actually my house that lives near next to train tracks.
Oh.
My
the Canadian Express.
The train. Yeah, sorry, guys.
No, you're fine.
Well,
I'm going to jump off, too.
All right,
have good
so
night,
good night, everybody. See you Thursday.
Night, folks.
Night.
Good night.
See ya.
Bye, Trista.
Bye, Trista.
Bye, everyone.